BBC News with Jonathan Izard. Officials in Yemen say that 70 people were drowned when a boat carrying migrants capsized off the country's western coast. Most of those on board were from Ethiopia. Rough seas are being blamed for the sinking. Alan Johnston reports.
The Red Sea crossing between the Horn of Africa and Yemen is one of the world's great migration routes. Tens of thousands attempt the dangerous journey every year. Often they're trying to escape extreme poverty, and they dream of finding jobs and better lives in rich places like Saudi Arabia. But too often they never reach the Yemeni shore. They're in the hands of unscrupulous people smugglers. Every month or so, another rickety, overcrowded boat sinks, and many lives are lost.
Syria has accused Israel of carrying out two airstrikes near the Syrian capital, Damascus. The Syrian Armed Forces High Command said an area close to the main international airport was hit, as well as the town of Dimas near the border with Lebanon. There's been no comment from Israel. From Jerusalem, here's Kevin Connolly.
Photographs which claim to provide proof of what happened are circulating on the internet. They show spectacular vapor trails tinted orange in the late afternoon sunlight, but nothing by way of hard evidence. There are reports that the targets may have been stockpiles of sophisticated Russian-built anti-aircraft missiles. The Lebanese Shiite militia Hezbollah, a sworn enemy of Israel, is fighting alongside the Assad regime in Syria. Previous Israeli attacks were apparently designed to ensure that Hezbollah isn't rewarded for that support with powerful weapon systems, which Israel would view as a threat to its own strategic security.
At least 36 people have been killed in attacks in the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo. The raids took place on Saturday night in villages near the town of Beni, where more than 250 people have died since October. A journalist in the region, Devla Glynn, told the BBC the dead included women and children.
They said that many men came into the villages. I know that a chief was killed in one village and his entire family were killed, and then they burned the house and the bodies were burned. They came into different areas and killed. In one area, a woman was dragged out of her house and killed. So different attacks like this, and everyone has been killed very brutally by machete strikes to the head.
She said it was not clear who carried out the attacks. The authorities had blamed a Ugandan rebel group. She said thousands had been displaced by the ongoing violence and were too afraid to go out into the fields to harvest their crops. Gunmen have broken into a prison in the central Nigerian city of Minna, freeing around 200 inmates. They stormed the jail on Saturday in Niger State. The police said it was not clear if the jailbreak was the work of the militant Islamist group Boko Haram, which has orchestrated several prison raids in recent years, or a criminal gang. Boko Haram has spread insecurity across north and central Nigeria. World News from the BBC. The Mexican Attorney General, Jesus Murillo Caram, has confirmed that one of the 43 students missing for over 2 months has been identified from remains found in a rubbish dump in Guerrero State. Mr. Caram said that forensic experts in Austria matched a piece of bone retrieved from the site to the DNA of a relative of the student, Alexander Mora. He told journalists the students were handed over by corrupt officials to a criminal gang after taking part in a protest in the town of Iguala. More than 130 people have been arrested in Saudi Arabia on suspicion of involvement in what have been described as terrorism offences. 26 of those detained were foreigners, including Syrians and Yemenis. The Saudi Interior Minister said 40 of those being held had returned from war zones, and others are accused of manufacturing explosives or helping extremist groups in other ways. The United States has transferred 6 prisoners held at the Guantanamo Bay Detention Center to Uruguay. The men, 4 Syrians, a Tunisian and a Palestinian, were detained 12 years ago because of suspected links to militant groups, but never charged. Tom Esselmont reports from Washington.
The 6 men were transferred from Guantanamo Bay overnight. The Uruguayan government agreed to take them in as a humanitarian gesture. They cannot return to their home countries for fear of persecution or because of security concerns. In Uruguay, they will be granted refugee status and will be able to live freely. The transfer brings to 19 the number of detainees transferred from Guantanamo since the beginning of the year. 136 remain.
The Israeli authorities say they've caught a gang that was stealing from an archaeological site near where the famous Dead Sea Scrolls were found. Robbery has long been a problem in this area of huge historic interest in the Judean desert, and officials say this is the first time in decades that thieves have been actually caught in the act. Among their loot was a 2,000-year-old artifact used to comb lice out of hair. BBC World Service News.